All right, Dan, Memorial Day weekend is upon us almost. That's kind of the unofficial one-third poll. People like to stop and look around, see what the standings are, see how players are performing. Do you take this time to do that? I know you're constantly evaluating things, but do you look at this marker as something of its significance?
Well, I took a close look at the quarter poll, which was last Friday, right? And, you know, at the date of the quarter poll, I think we won our two games in Kansas City. And we were in first place in our division. So we had shown that we could be very competitive. And, you know, I took a look at and took stock in, you know, what our team was doing. And then we also take a look at what the other teams are doing, because you have to have a marker for yourself, not just how are you doing, but how are the other teams in your division are doing. And, you know, we certainly have some strengths on our team that we can leverage and build on. Our pitching is pretty solid. Our starting pitching is coming around, and our bullpen has done some good work. Our defense is pretty solid. And, you know, our run production is down this year from what we did last year and what we did the year before. And we have a very similar lineup. We've been able to add Nelson Cruz, and I think a lot of our you know, a lot of our issues in terms of our run production is getting on base. You know, if we can get on base, we've got the sluggers. Now, our sluggers haven't hit home runs this year at the mark that they have in the past, but, you know, my experience with that is that generally will even out over the season, right? And when things warm up, the ball generally flies pretty good in the American League. And we saw some of that this week when Chris Davis hit his three home runs.
When you look at issues right now, Matt Wieters jumps out in his future. Any indication as to whether or not he will need that surgery? Are you still hopeful there's a chance he'll play again and catch this year for the Orioles?
Well, I think there's a chance. We're waiting for Matt to see if his elbow will heal and will allow him to throw and play, you know, in a way that he's accustomed to playing at a high level. So we're waiting for that. I think we've got another week to go on that project. You know, Clevenger's filled in. Caleb Joseph's done a nice job defensively, although he hadn't hit much. He does have a really good track record against left-handed pitching, and I expect that he'll be able to make some contributions with the bat. But I like the way he handles the pitchers. So we've been holding down the fort, but we still have hope that Matt will be able to come back and play ball for us.
Two guys, two pitchers I know you are tracking very closely right now, and fans are too. Johan Santana, who threw today, and also Kevin Gausman, who made a very brief appearance here. But two guys I would expect in some way, shape, or form you're hoping can contribute to the club here.
Well, hopefully they can both contribute to the team. You know, Gausman we brought up on short rest for a spot start against the Tigers. That didn't work out. Santana is inching closer to returning to the big leagues. Had another good outing today. His velocity was up. He used all his pitches, and I'm encouraged by how he has thrown the ball. Dylan Bundy's getting closer to being able to go out and pitch. Frankly, I think he needs a little bit more development time in our farm system before he can come up and pitch for us. But, you know, there's three pitchers there that should be able to help us that are on the horizon. I like what I've seen from Gausman. He's making steady progress, and I still think he can be a good starting pitcher in the big league.
And right now, are you still scouring out there for ways to improve your club? When do trade talks? We're not close to July yet, really, in the baseball world, but are phones ringing right now? Or are clubs making calls at this point?
Well, I think teams are looking around to augment their teams, to supplement their teams, you know, the teams that are in the race. And then there's some other teams that are out of the race, and they're probably looking to improve their team for the future. But with the wild card the way it is, more and more teams are going to be in the race with the structure that Major League Baseball has. So your market for players is going to be thin. So I think a lot of the additions that we make to contribute to our team are going to have to come from our farm system. And we've got some good things going on. I'm kind of interested in what's happening down in Double-A with a couple of hitters down there. Dariel Alvarez is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And Christian Walker was the Eastern League pitcher of the week. We've gotten some good work out of Ty Wilson was the Eastern League pitcher of the week, and Tim Barry's had some good reviews. So we'll have to keep an eye on them and see if they can come up and make a contribution to our team later on in the season. We're not afraid to, you know, dip into Double A, but, you know, the talent has to be good and you know, helpful to the team.
Dan, what's your take on the parity right now in the American League East? It's really something. You look at the defending champs in fourth place right now. The Rays, who went to the postseason last year, they're in last place. And then the Orioles, Blue Jays, Yankees are really crunched at the top.
Well, I mean, this is a very competitive division. You know, the Orioles are competing in the division. Obviously, we'd like to do some things to solidify our team and, you know, make us better than the players in the other teams in the division. But, I mean, this is a good division night in and night out. You know, I think that with the way a couple of our starters are pitching, we have decent depth in the bullpen. If we can just get on base at a steady clip and work on pitches in the strike zone, I think that would bode well for the Orioles the rest of the way.
Last question, Dan. I know you've addressed this to the Baltimore Sun, but just to clarify about contracts that are going to be up at the end of this season, the team will not begin negotiations at this point in the process of the 2014 campaign?
Well, you know, I mean, we've said this several times. You know, the time to talk about contract is in the offseason, obviously. So we don't really talk about contracts during the season. I found it to be a distraction to the player, to the team, to the fans. I just don't think anybody's really interested in, you know, talking about contract during the season. So, you know, as a rule, we generally don't do that. And as another rule, we generally don't talk about it during the season because there's other things to talk about. I mean, there's good players, there's games being played every night, and there's good players developing their skills and providing good entertainment out here. And you know, so far, you know, we're in the hunt. We want to stay in the hunt, and, you know, we want to get back to the playoffs.
Dan Duquette, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brett.